to join us on the Rise FM Drive this afternoon. We'll chat to a variety of role players as the weeks unfold and find out what's growing, courtesy of the Mpumalanga Department of Agriculture.
So I'm going to have our guest in studio say, because they tell us, hey, save time. Don't be doing introductions here. Next thing is that a conversation, and later on, Munisiya Bingelela, which doesn't sound nice. So I want you to do your introduction before we get into our conversation. His name is Sizwe Shabangu. Good afternoon, mister.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. So I'll be a little bit.
No, I would. First thing, you have to honor the person that got you here.
Okay.
Which is you.
Enriachile,
the producer. And then secondly, you have to honor the listeners that are listening. And just because the biggest thing for us in the industry, it's all about. We are being invited into people's lounges every single night.
Spaces, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So right now, I'm basically in their space at the moment, you know? So that's why I just like to just greet all of them and so forth, you know?
Yeah,
and also, then the last one is to just pay homage in a sense, because homage to all those in the industry that are pushing the fight to drive development into the province and so forth, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you are the CEO of the Mpumalanga Film and Television Agency.
Yes.
When you speak of your people, these are the people you're referring to.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you connect, even as you greet, I feel like you are summoning them to realize, oh, this is a moment for the industry, not just for yourself. Right? Acknowledging the struggles of the industry, the accolades, the achievements, the success, and the long way still to go, right? Especially if you're based in Mpumalanga. What is it like for you doing this, film, television, in the place of the rising sun?
Yeah. It's an adventure, if I can put it like that.
Fitting.
And it's got its challenges and so forth, but you have to look at it from a point of it's an adventure and you grow into it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's moments where you just like, hey, I've had it with this thing, but it keeps calling you back because you realize that there's a lot of people that are talented and there's a lot of people and there's spaces and there's work and there's talent within the province and all of them want a platform and all of them want to be seen, to be heard, to be given something that says proudly Mpumalanga. And that's the biggest drive, you know, saying, look, if God willing gives me more time and uses the space that one is at to create opportunities for all of them.
Absolutely, But you can't serve everyone, can you?
You can't,
much as you want to. That's why people have auditions.
I learned that lesson very hard.
You cannot please everybody. Can't. Much as you are talented. And the industry seeks a certain skill at a time. So you may be looking for someone. I mean, if it's in acting, for instance, if you're talking auditions, you need a specific type of talent and look and appearance for that particular role. And it's not to say those who don't make it into the role are not fitting or talented. It's just that's the one you are looking for at the time.
Exactly. And also just the pressure of, see, the title CEO of Mpumalanga. The pressure that comes into that, because you have to balance too. Because then you have to look at it from a marketing of the province as a filming destination and then also manage it from a point of artist development.
Yeah.
So it's always a constant balance in a sense of saying, look, we have to market the province to say, come and shoot in the province.
Yep.
So that the industry is able to find expression amongst the productions. Mm-hmm. So it's always a balance. So it's, you can get it right this side and get it wrong this side. So it's a constant back and forth. And that's where my expression to saying it's an adventure because you have to balance the two every single day.
True. For people listening to the show now, which you recognized as we started this, who is Sizwe Shabangu? Because you can't assume everybody knows who you are, right? Where you're from and how you got into film and television. So where did it all start? And how did this now industry fit into your life?
Sure. First, Cesar Chabon is a very grounded individual. And I think it's a blessing to be called Cesar because it resembles Nation.
Nation, yeah.
So that name follows me everywhere. Mm-hmm. When I keep responding to, when somebody calls me Cesar, I respond, I'm responding to the call.
Nice.
And the call is to lead and so forth. So Cesar Chabon is a very humble individual and likes having engagements with people. Mm-hmm. My background in the film and television space is inspired by my late brother, Mncedisi Shabang. Mm-hmm. So he was a big theater individual, comes from the province, went to Johannesburg 1993, 1994, along those lines, and he made it that side and so forth. And for us, it was, you know, udlala tikeshi, you know what I mean? So there wasn't any... For him, it was like all our cousins and so forth are lawyers, doctors, all of this. And then here he comes and says, no, this is what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And that inspired me.
Yeah.
And then from there, he just opened up the industry to me. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to spaces and so forth. I went to Johannesburg for a while. I worked for a company called Stepping Stones Pictures that was owned by Kenneth and Rapulane.
Nice.
I worked
as a
producer, and then they put me on set. I worked as an assistant director. I interned as a director in the shows that were there. One of the biggest shows that they did for SABC was called Task Force. So that was my first thing that I actually worked on. And that, then we worked on several productions and so forth with them. So they gave me The opportunity to actually be in that specific space and so forth. Then at the time, it was a production break at the time. Then we came down, we did Mpumalanga Filmmakers Breakfast. So then I had all the industry friends that were there and, you know, and was supported by the City of Mbombela at the time. And there's one individual that I'd like also to just mention. His name is Busiso Sumbane, which is the youth desk manager at the city, you know. And he's the one that took the opportunity, like, okay, if you're going to do this, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And how are we going to do it? This is how we're going to do it. Then we established an organization called the Mbombela Film Office, but didn't have a place where it's going to have an office where people are going to literally come, you know.
Yeah.
Then we had the Sifsa guys at the time, though, at Bell Street opposite Absa Square, you know. So then we had the office there. We had one office with no windows, you know. So every Monday,
humble beginnings, right? You
know? So every Monday, I'd open it up for filmmakers to come through, and they would come in numbers,
you know, from
kids from Witbank, kids from MLO, Petri Thief, and Kumasi, and so forth. They'll all come there. You know?
I want to apologize because now I'm gonna get loro cut because now I could easily be sitting on a couch now sipping on something and hanging. Do you want some?
Yeah.
I love where our conversation is going, but I mean now, go. You know this.
Yeah.
You know this. You came into the studio with this. Oring Tyler. This is so heavy. And then she passes on to the next person to hold for.
It's heavy.
So you've got a Golden Horn Award. I'm looking at it. It's massive. Television does no justice to it. Because we think it's a small thing. Like, how can you say that thing is heavy? But you actually carry it and you realize how heavy it is. This is SAFTA's 18 for Outstanding Provincial Contributor Award with your name on it. Sizwe Shabangu. What was this like for you? Did you accept it yourself? Were you there present to go receive it? What was the moment like for you?
It was a crazy moment, you know, because I didn't process the whole moment on the day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the moment, right?
There's a lot going on, you know, from because they tell you, like, okay, look, you've been nominated for this thing. Can you make yourself there?
Yeah.
And all of those things, you know, getting there. You go through the processes, you get your accreditation, you get everything. You know, the show, the simple funny thing was that I hadn't cut my hair before. I hadn't cut my hair the days before. So I just got there in Joburg. I'm like, okay, I need to get a barber shop.
Yeah.
So it didn't click in me, be like, hey, this is actually happening, you know. Then the show started going. Now you're there inside. You're seeing all your peers there. You're seeing everybody's there. And then boom,
Your moment, the award,
yeah, what?
Moment,
you know, happens, so you, yeah. You walk up there now, it's like, uh-oh. By walking up there, you start thinking,
like, oh man,
yo,
yeah,
this is deep,
yeah,
you know? And you know that people are watching,
mm.
You know, and the first thing when you get there, it's like, I just have to honor the people that are there,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean, because. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. And to give shout out to my wife and my kids and
shout
stuff like that at home,
feet.
You know,
uh-huh.
And that was it. Just to take the moment to say,
yeah.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just me,
mm-hmm.
but it's the province of Mpumalanga
yeah.
being here.
I love that you carry the province the way you do.
You
like
know?
Everyone, like you're not boxed mentally.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, you don't separate yourself from the people, from the crowd, from the nation
yeah.
that you represent. I love that, absolutely. For young people who want to get into the space, we spoke about auditions and how difficult it is. Now someone is crying, going home, didn't get a role. Someone who's hoping to be in the line of film, entertainment, and maybe even television. Are you honing any talent? Are you training any young people? Is there a space where they can go and say, okay, if Nina Logu is the person to approach, are you receiving young people saying, we want to enter into the space, we may need a mentor or someone to take us through that process so we are ready when the moment arrives?
I think with that part, as explained, that
yeah.
it's a balancing
yeah.
board part for me.
Yeah.
Where... the humble beginnings were there,
mm.
but now this is where we are.
Mm.
So I have to manage in the sense of saying, how do I manage the influx of productions and also
yeah.
the development here?
Yeah.
So I'm more reliant on, as I said, the guys that are doing the groundwork
yeah.
in the small corners everywhere.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Those yeah. are the guys that help this whole thing move, the ecosystem move, because
mm-hmm.
we need all of each other.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
So... the role that I play in my specific lane is mm-hmm. to create, ignite the conversation about this is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to saying, let me pass down the fire that I've ignited with
mm-hmm.
the people that's on the ground. Because
mm-hmm.
once you now start jumping lanes,
yeah.
then you start having squabbles. I've realized that you're having squabbles. No,
yeah.
but tufunak tata, no. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
You allow them to do...
mm-hmm.
their space, and you acknowledge what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work that has been going on within the province.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just igniting the space.
Yeah.
And then that's
starting the conversation.
Starting the conversation. Yeah.
Sizwe Shabangu, CEO of the Mpumalanga Film and Television Agency. I take it you have a long list of things that you've done, like which have represented your work. Yes, I'm going to go to show food because now you're going to chow the whole hour of the show. It's a lot you've done. But your proudest production or your proudest work thus far, and this is not to play down any other thing you've done, but your proudest project that you have done in your line of work, what would you say that is?
My proudest one
yeah.
is the one that I directed my
yeah.
my brother.
Yeah, that
unknown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was, you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
the proudest work that I've done.
Powerful.
Because he's the greatest.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I hear you.
He's, you
yeah,
know, but
yeah.
that's the proudest one that
mm,
I've done, you
mm.
know. All the others were just learning and coming into the industry and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to let you go, Caesar. I'm full, but you know. You know.
Yeah.
I have to let you go. Anything you want to share before we let you go? Yo, there's so much you need to do still. Hey, I'm like, yo,
yeah.
you need that. You enjoy talking and there's a lot of, you have wit to share. You've got a lot of details, information, knowledge, and that I feel, much as this is the space you operate in, when ofuna mama documentary, you know, you're one of those people, like your whole story needs to be covered and packaged. And even if it's made available for mahala for people to enjoy, then let that be. But you need to really consider that. I feel like you have the whole of Mpumalanga on your shoulders and really pushing film and television. But anything you want to share before we let you go?
I think the biggest thing that I want to share, just to close it off, you
mm.
know, to say, look, I recognize everybody's work
mm.
and whoever's doing stuff within the province,
yeah.
carry on doing it. You know, we've got a provincial government that's full.